With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A DEFCON 1 moment. That's how a one-time Obama campaign manager describes the situation for Democrats following last night's presidential debate. President Biden had a tough night, prompting calls for him to step aside as the party's standard bearer. The 81-year-old's answers repeatedly trailing off, difficult to understand at times. At other times, Mr. Biden appeared to be lost. The aide of both Mr. Biden and former President Trump did come up during last night's debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in Atlanta.
Here at the CNN presidential debate, Trump declared his physical and mental fitness for office.
I took two tests, cognitive tests. I aced them. I think I'm in very good shape.
And Joe Biden said he's demonstrated his ability to serve as president.
Look at the record. Look at what I've done.
But the president's hoarse voice and halting delivery likely reinforced voters' concerns about his age.
Everything we have to do with, look.
Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Atlanta.
And some other issues surfacing in last night's debate: abortion, the economy, and foreign policy, including the U.S. response to the ongoing war in Ukraine. Also at SRNNews.com, indictments stemming from the tardy police response to the Uvalde, Texas school shooting.
Former school's police chief Pete Arredondo and former officer Adrian Gonzalez have been indicted over their role in the slow police response to the 2022 massacre at a Texas elementary school that left 19 children and two teachers dead. The indictments by a grand jury include multiple counts of felony child endangerment and abandonment. They are the first officers to face criminal charges in one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 33 points. This is SRN News. A publicly funded religious charter school is dead.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has killed the idea in a 7-1 ruling, stating that to use taxpayer dollars to fund the establishment of a Catholic charter school in the state would be a violation of the Constitution. In its decision, the Oklahoma court says, quote, "The framers' intent is clear. The state is prohibited from using public money for the use, benefit, or support of a sect or system of religion." Legal observers saw the school as a legal test case. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped by 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that held true in 2023. However, religious giving fell by 1%. This is SRN News. Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin will host former President Trump at an afternoon rally in the Old Dominion.
At an afternoon rally in Chesapeake, one day after his first scheduled debate with President Biden, Mr. Trump is set to play up an apparent shift in his relationship with the governor as well as with voters in Virginia, where two recent polls show the race for president tied. Though independent political analysts and even Republican strategists don't rate Virginia a top-tier swing state, Trump and Youngkin have declared the Commonwealth in play. Youngkin suggested in a recent Fox News interview that his record, as much as President Trump's, has opened the door for Republicans in a state that hasn't picked one for president since George W. Bush in 2004. Bernie Bennett reporting.
2022 California law banning drilling into new oil wells near places like homes and schools will likely be taking effect in the coming days, although there has been some talk of a lawsuit that would be aimed at blocking that statute in California. More details at SRNNews.com.